We're in Nitzivot Shalom on Parshat Tazria. We're on page Nun Bet on the topic of Inyan HaNegayim. What is this whole concept, this whole discussion of Negayim, of Tzarat about? How do we understand it? In Parshiot Elu Tazria U'Metzora, these two Parshiot of Tazria and Metzora, Harichah Torah B'Inyan Torat HaMetzora V'Korbanotav. The Torah goes on and on about this concept of the Metzora and the Korbanot that the Metzora has to bring. In Yatorah Kedoshah HiNitzchit, we know that the Torah is eternal. V'Af Bizman Hazeh, She'ein Lanu Kohen V'Lo Korbanot, and even in this time where we don't have a Kohen and we don't have Korbanot, Hari Zebala Lamdinu Torat Chayim, this is coming to teach us a living Torah, HaNoheget B'Choyt V'Chol Sha'a, meaning anything that's in the Torah, and this is a principle of Nitzivot Shalom. Anything, and of Chassidut in general, and probably of just Torah in general, which is that anything that exists within the Torah is eternal. God is infinite. God is eternal. Everything that he's putting down in his Torah is going to be eternal. It's not just about things that happened. It's teaching us things for all time. So even if the practical details don't apply as they're presented, even if we don't experience or recognize Tzarat Bizman Hazeh, even if we don't bring Korban Bizman Hazeh, what is meant al derech avoda for us to take from it to enhance our own lives, our own avodat Hashem, even if we don't have it the way that it's presented in the text of the Chumash? Of all of these topics of Metzorah that we find in the Torah, Oleh ki tzarat hi machalat hagara biyoter. We see that tzarat is one of the worst possible afflictions that a person can get. Ukolshon deita b'sefer yitzira, as the Sefer Yitzira, one of the most ancient Kabbalistic texts, says, Ein bira'a lemata mineka. There's no worse ra down here in this world than getting a nega, than getting tzarat. That's pretty sharp. Uvechazal, and Chazal say, that there are seven things which cause a person to get tzarat. Gasut haruach, meaning gaiva, egotism, shfichut damim, murder, giloy arayot, immorality, lashon hara, which is one it's most well known for. When a person speaks lashon hara, they get tzarat. But there are actually many more things other than lashon hara that a person gets tzarat for. In fact, there are seven, yes. The most prominent of which, and the one that's most expounded upon over the course of Chazal, is lashon hara, which is why it makes that strongest connection. But there are other things that a person would get tzarat for. And so obviously, and this is very, very important, is that this wasn't just a physical affliction. This isn't like, you know, this isn't a, this wasn't the original Grey's Anatomy, right? That wasn't the point. The idea is this isn't just a physical thing. What is this tum'ah that's a machala on the skin of a person? What's the whole idea of this kapara that a person has to bring? What is the meaning? How does it work? Vine unklus tirgim negatzarat mechatesh sigiro hayoshi machala shel skirut. That unklus understands it as being a sin, a sickness of seemingly being closed off. That's how I'm understanding it. We'll see where it goes. Uvazara kadosh ita negatzarat nega hu dina takifa sharia ba'alma. That a negatzarat is something which is very strong din that comes into this world. Tzarat sigiro kama de itmar skiru de nihira ila'a v'chule, etc. It's a long quote from the Zohar.
Yeah,
this whole paragraph is a long quote from the Zohar.
I don't see the word Zohar. You said of
chule. No, I said of chule.
Oh.
That was me. So let's skip to the next paragraph where he says, V'yish lefaresh. How do we understand? V'yish lefaresh mashmut mechadesh sigiro shu adavar hagarua biyoter shematzinu batzora al pi bi'or ha-psukim shel Torah ha-Mitzorah. Let's understand this based on the psukim by the Mitzorah. Adam ki ye be'or b'saro se'it o sapachat o baheret. So the Pesukim say about a Metzorah that when a person gets on their skin any types of these different levels of Tzarat, these different types of Tzarat, whether it's a Se'et or a Sapachat or a Vaheret, and the person is brought to Aaron the Kohen or al achad mibanav HaKohanim, or to one of his sons the Kohanim, and the Kohen sees the Nega, this affliction on the skin of the flesh, Nega amok mi'ora b'saro Nega Tzaratu, and he sees, the Kohen sees that this affliction is on the skin, it's inside of the skin, and then it's a negat zarat. V'ita b'sfar makedoshim shakohen omer ki mar'eha nega eino rak davar chitzoni be'or bilvad. So the sfar makedoshim say that the shakohen omer, that the kohen is saying that the mar'et, that the appearance of the nega is just external and it's only on the skin. It's not just that, rather, sorry, ella, hu amok min ha'or, it's deeper than the skin. Sheloket machala pnimit amuka yoter, meaning look at the way that it's phrased.
Yeah, it's always in the Pesukim, it's always saying.
Mar'et ha'nega amok mi'or abasar. What's that amok? Means deep. It's not just skin deep. That's literally the translation of the pasuk, right? It's more than skin deep. So the point is that the kohen is determining not just that it's on the skin. He's telling you that there's something deeply going on inside of you that's wrong. There's something wrong inside of the person who has the tzaraat. It's amok min ha'or. It's deeper than the flesh. Shelokep machala pnimi amukai yoter. That the person has this disease that's deeper. Shakoin hu sh. Shakohin hu shiachol lehavchin velikboa et zohi rak machala gufanit pshuta kefish lechora on your eta tzaraat machalat or rigila o shemar ehanega amok mina or sheish b'machala ze yoter amkut shehu mikatesh sigiro kefiat targum. Meaning, it takes a kohen to be able. Meaning, why not go to a dermatologist, right?
Because a dermatologist will only see the surface.
Will only see the surface. The reason why I take it to a kohen is because a kohen is spiritually sensitive. And it takes a kohen to be able to go and see that thing on that person's body and understand if it's rak babasar, if it's just skin deep, or if it's amok minabasar, is it reflective externally on the skin, but he can spiritually see the spiritual impact of it. Is it really also reflecting a spiritual reality that's deeper inside of that person? And that's why it has to be brought to the Kohen. Shimekadesh sigro ki perusha targum says dono bichovo tamun. That there's this deep inside this thing that this person did wrong that's inside of him. Shazyish alav dino tuma. That's why that person has a din of tuma. That person has tuma inside of them, and that's what the Kohen is coming to establish, that this person has a reality of tuma in them as well. V'hu al derech mashal, kimo b'machalot tagashmiut, like with physical things as well. Shekasher yish l'adam petza, when a person has a wound. Pa'amim mafchin harofei, she'ein ze'ela petza chitzoni. There are times you go to the doctor, like, yeah, it's a flesh wound. Using a lot of good modern terms, right? Yeah. What? Say again, what'd you say? Oh, no, yes. Not intentionally, but yes. That it's just, it's simply on the externality, it's just on the flesh. And you could be like freaking out, like, oh my God, is it going to get infected? Is it a problem? How deep did it go? Does it need stitches? No, you just gotta cut, it's fine, it's all good. Or, v'notein lo mishcha utrufa lirufuato, and that person give him, he says, just take some cream and put a bandage on it and you'll be fine. V'daibazan, it's enough to give it an external treatment for an external thing. Ach yish petza hanovat machamat shehishchit et damo v'kol damo nitkalkel. And there's also sometimes when a person has a wound, but it's coming from the fact that, again, like if a person gets, that wound is infected, they have a disease inside of them. Right? It's a whole different thing. It's not just a cut. It's infected. There's something that could get into the bloodstream that could kill a person. Lo alinu. That putting on just some creams and just some basic medication is not going to help. So too in spirituality. Sometimes a person sins and it happens. Sometimes it happens. You make mistakes. Where a person makes a mistake and they fall and they sin. That's an external sin. It happens to all of us. It happens to the best of us. What we do, we make a mistake. We slip, we fall, and make a mistake. But there's also a sin that comes from an internal place. That a person's whole blood, meaning the person's whole insides, a person's whole life force, is going to be messed up. That a person's whole body gets messed up because it's not just that it happened. They got caught up in the moment. Where they got, this thing came up and they couldn't control themselves and their blood started to rise up within them. This is what they wanted to do. Their blood became impurified through this deep intrinsic desire to do this thing. It wasn't happenstance. They went for it. It still was because they had a rush that came on them. Nobody wants to do a sin intentionally. But it came from inside. Second. שהנגעים באים על לשון הרע ועל גיל הרעס ועל שיקודים ועזב וכו'. דן על שידי יצרים אלו שנקלקל כל דומה חמת ריחת אדם לאיסור. Meaning, and that's why it's specifically coming about through all of these sins. A person, not just from like Stam saying lashon hara, but like a person, like they're upset at a person, they're going to start to badmouth them. Nobody, we're not talking about somebody who like trips and falls and like, you know, like in a cartoon and like, you know, then the acne thing falls into the other person's head. Like a person goes and wants to kill somebody, like, retichat adam. You have to, that's, you know, to go and kill someone is a whole, it's a thing.
It's not the road
run. Right, it's not life. Gezel, you go and you plan and you really want to steal that thing, that's retichat adam. Sha'ash shalitel av legamri shilton ra. Then a person is really being overcome by ra. V'notein kulo bidei kochot etzrach. And that person is completely given over to the etzrach. What are you going to ask?
So what? How would you describe a chesu soni?
That's the same. When things happen, so like you,
it's such a big, but it's such a big skin. It's deep.
What's deep?
The sin of it. Didn't you say it was deep? It's deeper than just like a flesh.
No. So it takes a coin to determine whether or not it's just the nega or it's nega a mokmin of asar.
Mm-hmm.
If it's simple, meaning he's the one who can be spiritually sensitive to see, oh no, okay, fine, it's nothing wrong, it's okay, it'll be okay, it'll be fine. Or like, no, there's something here that happened, and we need to deal with it.
Okay.
And you need to go through the tzara'at, the purification of the tzara'at process, because something here welled up inside of you. It came from a different place.
Okay.
That coin's the one that can figure that out. It takes the coin.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just asking a different question.
So then clarify.
Then it's just because it's like there's like a little flesh wound, and then there's like a deep wound, like getting into an accident.
Right.
Something like that, and then there's an internal one. So it seems like there's three different types of...
No, it's not an exact parallel. He's not making an exact parallel.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's just to kind of get a general sense of it's a mashal. Mashal and inshallah is never perfect.
Right, okay.
ותוצאות המחלה הזאת של נגע צרעת הם מחטש סגירו. Yeah. And the result of this machala of נגע צרעת is that haynu machalat shel skirut, is a machala of being closed off. Kedita b'zor hakadosh kol sagor b'fanav, that everything is closed off in front of that person. Kol sharei ora v'tova, meaning not that everything is closed off from that person. That person becomes a person who is closed off through having that negat sarat, right? Which also fits with a lot of what we talked about in Shir Klo this week in terms of tumah being blockages in the systems.
The first time you said the word, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. So we reshut that. Tov. Bechinat tefila. Bechinat tefilat David Hamelech alav Hashalom. Like the tefila of David Hamelech alav Hashalom in Tehillim. Hotzia mimiskar nafshi. Take my soul out from that which is confining it. That's what he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyish shehanefesh segura b'miskar. There can be times where a soul is being bound up. Umikaf raglo ve'ad rosho hu sagor muskar. And from head to toe, that person is a lot of nice, good English phrases. From head to toe, that person is totally bound, confined. Macho sagor, that a person's mind is bound up. Libo sagor, that a person's heart is bound up. Vrigu shatav atumim. And a person's even all of their emotions are just confined. They don't have the ability. They can't. They've lost touch. Moach yudi v'lev yudi v'regashot yudiim tzrichim lehargish v'litorel mikol davar shebekedusha. The mind and the heart and the emotions of a Jew need to always be able to be aroused through kedusha. When we come to special times like Shabbos Kodesh and Yamim Tovim, but Jew's heart needs to start soaring for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person who has this nega, they are closed off to Kedusha. And in all of these times, Yamim Tovim and Shabbos Kodesh, which are meant to raise up the soul of a Jew, he doesn't feel anything. And they're living out this reality of all of my days are poor and they're evil and they're negative. Even Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm down all the time. I can't connect. I'm totally cut off. That's what Tum'ah does. Tum'ah cuts us off. That's what I was referring to before. That when one looks at the definition of Tum'ah, Milashom Min Tum'tam, Milashom Tum'tum, Milashom Atum, it literally means closed off or blocked. And these two parshiot, which are the ones that primarily deal with Tum'ah and Sefer Vayikra, all the different Tum'ah, the bulk of Tazriya Metzora deals with what? Tzara'at. Tzara'at brings in a Tum'ah into a person in a deep way. And when it is Yamok Min HaBasar and a person is inflicted with that Tum'ah, they're cut off. They're blocked. They're blocked from receiving. They're blocked from receiving the light of Elohim Chaim. They're blocked from receiving the Kadosh Baruch Hu's light. They've totally cut off. And that's what he's describing here. Ani hu ani badat. When it's talking about an ani here, it means an ani badat, a person who's poor in their mind. Vidat hu dvekut pa'ashem. And true da'at, da'at is dvekut Hashem. It's closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ani badat in lo hargashat kirvat Elohim. And a person who doesn't have that capacity is cut off mentally. They don't feel closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenelkach menu mikol ha'tam. That all of the good taste, all of the reasons, all of the good feeling when you're getting involved in Torah and Mitzvot, it's all taken away. And that's why the tefillah of that person is, get me out of this prison, get me out of this being bound in this way. And it says in the Svar Makedoshim that Nigayim come from the Pigamim and Briskodesh. That in different ways in which a person, Lo Aleinu, is sins in ways relating to issues between men and women. On all levels. Specifically, Briskodesh is talking about Otzar Zeh Levatala. But on all levels, that when a person is involved in every level of being, whether it's Lo Aleinu, somebody who's mamish involved in Gilai Rayot Lo Aleinu, whether it is Pekamim and Brit Kodesh in Otzal Uzar Levatala, whether it's in struggling with issues of Negiah, whether it's struggling in issues of even just to what extent one is being flirtatious or hanging out or getting too close emotionally, whatever it is. V'hainu, ki al yidei Pekamim Elu, through these things, nirtach adam liyisor, right? What thing more boils a person's blood toward, even if they don't follow through, wanting to do an isur, than getting involved in these things. And the punishment of this is to be totally cut off. Why is the punishment of this? It's not the punishment of this being cut off. Just to reframe it for a second. Well, let's take it to the bottom of the paragraph and we'll come back to that. Yish Eitzel Yehudi, next page. Page Nun Gimel. Yish Eitzel Yehudi. Shemurgal bitfilah v'shvichat nafsho lifnei Hashem Yibrach, who just always is constantly davening and pouring out his heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefetan yem sugar she'inu margish klum. And then in a moment he could be cut off, and he comes to that davening and he feels totally cut off. Why does he feel cut off? V'livnei she'asa izet davar rash nafal etzara sitrach rachman aletzlan. That means that a person did something that cut them off. V'garam lo lemechatesh sigur, and it caused them to be bound up, confined, and cut off. And the reason why he took a moment there to stop on issues of arayot is for a very simple reason. And it's not just to come down on things which are the things which we most struggle with in this generation. And a person should recognize that anything that a person does, bizman hazeh, to fight against the pull toward arayos in any way, is mamish beyond. It's beyond. That the world that we live in, where, you know, the things that are available to everyone, that what's on the internet, the things that are available, the billboards that are on the streets that you can't even avoid because you're not even looking for them, but you walk down the street and on bus stops and on billboards and all of these places. I mean, the internet for sure is an absolute disaster. It doesn't have to be that way, but it is. And then also even just the way that you know, that the modern world relates to interactions between men and women, that it's just something which happens and it's fine and it's good and it's healthy and it's normal and go for it and whatever. Be who you are, do what you want, just do it, go for it. Those are the slogans of the world that we live in.
Nike.
What?
Nike.
I wasn't going to single them out by name, but if you'd like to, go for it.
Be a lawsuit now.
Take it up with... Okay.
Where's
the president?
You know, but that's the world that we live in. It's just an impossible place. You walk down the street, there's not even a sense of... You know, 100 years ago, you know, if people wanted to find it, they could find it. If people were looking for it, they would find it. But you walk down the street. I mean, the bare minimum of what's required to walk down the street and not be arrested is ridiculous. There still are boundaries you can't cross in America. And in most of the countries, there aren't even boundaries. You can do whatever you want. Right? We still have, it's wild to me that we have a concept in America of indecent exposure. Right? but it's like, what's left? You know, and television and movies, the things that you're allowed to show, and like the fine line between what is explicit and what's not explicit. Every year, the line goes slides farther and farther and farther back. When you hear people who are like, why does everybody get crazy about slippery slopes? Look up the difference 50 years ago to today of what's PG-13 and R. Look up from 10 years ago to today, straight up, difference between PG-13 and R. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable because it just keeps moving back. It's all okay. We're all used to it. We're all miracle because what's the big deal? So people, there's no sense of avera. There's no sense of kedusha. There's no kedusha in the world. So first of all, that was tangent on the tangent, was anything that a person does in this area to purify themselves, to hold themselves back, to focus only on maintaining pure in what they hear, in what they see, in what they take into, in what they intake into their bodies from all their senses, and what they make sure to be Shomer Bris Kodesh, and all of these things. Tremendous sachar in Olam Haba. Ze lo shayach. Nobody dealt with this in previous generations like we deal with it in our generation. That's number one. But that doesn't change the fact that the reason why it is so central is because not that a person necessarily is overtly making this choice, but the inherent choice that's being made is that a person is making a choice between, am I dedicating myself for a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or am I sacrificing my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu because I want a relationship with her? Because God said that relationship is usser. And I'm choosing which relationship is more important. Am I relating to her, or am I relating to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And that's why it's so, meaning, that's one of the reasons why these are the realms when people sin in these areas, why they feel so beaten up and they feel so broken. The Tumah also is much, much deeper, but that's because everything parallels each other. It's all different floors of the same thing. It's deeper Tumah because it's a deeper blockage between you and God. It's a deeper blockage between you and God. Why? Because you're choosing a different relationship. You're choosing a different relationship. And that's the ramification of that. And it becomes hard to look God in the face because you chose somebody else. If you want to look at even on a much more deeper level, meaning at the end of the day, at some point, Bezrat Hashem, all of you will get married to somebody, and then the physical relationship is suddenly mutter. So then you still should be choosing somebody else over God. The answer is no. You're choosing a relationship in the confines of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because it's not really about choosing somebody else or choosing God. What it comes down to at the end of the day is
doing it properly.
What's more important, even deeper than that, even more fundamental than that? Am I choosing me, or am I choosing God? Am I asserting my sense of self, or am I losing myself? Am I giving up my sense of self for God? Because when a person goes and enters into a relationship between man and woman in the context of husband and wife through a Jewish marriage in the confines of the way that Judaism sets out a Jewish marriage, you're doing what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. When a person goes and does that before it's meant to be in that way, what are they doing? They're saying, my desires are greater than my desire to. My desires are greater than my drive to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, and I'm more interested in serving my desire toward lust versus waiting to create a reality of love, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to create. These are very fine points. These are very deep points. But that's the difference. Am I turning inward? Meaning Sagora Muskar. Am I literally blocking up myself and filling myself with me and keeping HaKadosh Baruch Hu out by choosing those other relationships? Or am I saying, no, I'm not, it's not about me, I'm opening the door, I want you to come in. And that's why these inyanim are some of the most delicate and most powerful inyanim in all of Torah, in all of Avodas Hashem. And that's why I think he brought that in here, especially in this context.
That you're saying about choosing a wife and such. Let's say you have two choices, and one's a girl that you like, it's really good for you and brings you closer to Kedusha and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one is halachically okay, but it will bring you further away. You know it will. So is that cheating on Kadosh Baruch Hu too? You're not going to, if you know.
No, I mean, it's different madrigals. Meaning, why would you marry a person who's going to be bad for you spiritually? So, like, at the end of the day, it's going to cause you problems down the road.
Yeah, but you have that drive. You have, like, that drive you want that. You know that person is better for you, but, like, you're somehow pulled to the other person.
I mean, I don't want to totally derail into that, like, whole discussion. Meaning, if when you say drive, if you mean that the man is finds the perfect wife, mm-hmm. everything he's looking for, all the check marks, but he has absolutely no attraction to her, meaning there's no drive. He has no drive to marry her. I'm saying, if I just want to make sure that that's clear, then that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling you it is the wrong person.
No, there's a drive, but like you have more of a physical drive to the other person.
It's complicated because physical drive is an incredibly important part of a marriage, and it needs to be there. So that's a kind of personal conversation if a person is torn between the two. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying, like, in this theoretical situation, it's impossible to answer the theoretical question because it's very dependent on the person.
Right.
And the reality of his relationship with either of those people. Now, there's a good question involved there. Why does he have a relationship with both people at the same time? That's a good question. But that's more food for thought in terms of how one thinks about how to go about interacting with the opposite gender, and what does it mean to really focus that on only building a reality and a relationship of love in the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants versus serving my own desires emotionally, physically, psychologically, in terms of whatever I get from these relationships with these other people, which may or may not be within the context of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And may, as a byproduct of that, cut me off from Kadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of food for thought. And I'm trying to be as vague here as possible because everybody's in a different place. And everybody can do better. Everybody can do better. In this world, there are endless opportunities to put oneself into a more and more and more Kaddish place. And it's a matter of deciding how much Kedusha one wants to bring in, how much this Tuma one wants to cut out. Let's see if we can go a little farther in the piece though. Okay? V'im ki ba'ofen tiv'i l'chora ein trufa l'makato. And although, on a natural realm, it seems that there's nothing which can cure this illness, this disease, al derech hamashal nizkar she'ein itza l'rapei machalat dam ela b'achlafat kol damo. Like, for example, in the case before, like, let's say a person like Mamish has like this terrible, I don't know anything about medicine. Not really the source of my family. Like they love what I do and they're very supportive. But like all my family, my whole father's side of the family, they're all doctors, right? So I'm the one who went off the derech. I went became a rabbi. So I don't understand medicine at all. But I'm saying, like, let's say a person mamash has this blood. We're not talking a real mashal here. Just we're giving the emotional mashal. But a person mamash has disease in the blood. We're like, there's no way to cure them. The only way to cure them is not to do a blood transfusion. Again, this is not a real thing. I'm sure this is not a real thing. But mamash to like take out all of their blood and replace all of their blood at the same time. Mamish is like, take it out and replace it. That's what he's talking about, right? That's what he says here. She'ein itzal l'rapei machalat dam. There's no way to cure this disease this person has ingrained in their whole system, in their blood. Ela b'achlafat kol damo. Achein, natna lo atorah kedoshat trufa lebal yidach mi anodach. Like, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person an etza that's actually practical. V'uva l'kohen, go and bring that person to the kohen. Sheitchaber v'yit dabeik litzadik. Very. This answer is a very al pichasidut, meaning recognize that this is through the prism of chasidut, which is all very much about that when a person feels distant, one of the ways that chasidut emphasizes, one of the ways to get back close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not by getting close to the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is God, that's not what it means, but that since the tzaddik is so close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that overflow of ruchnius that's coming through them can be mashpia on you as well, and can raise you up as well. That's a premise in chasidut. Clear? So he says that a person should be davuk to the tzaddik. The alderet ita od sham zora kadosh. The Zohar says there, shemakshe amai v'uval kohen. Why is the person brought to the kohen? Voilami baile ela kidita v'huva el et badav b'tabaot the ayal da begoda ofachi v'chulei v'pirush paze. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm not as fluent in Zohar as I should be. Ve'brush baze shebeknisato la kohen yivatel at tzmoi lev. That when a person comes to see the kohen, they have to mivatel themselves to the kohen. They have to lower themselves before the kohen. V'yuvai lav da begoda hainu shid kasher v'itzabek la kohen. That a person has to cling to the kohen. V'zeu tarato. This is part of the tahara itself. Shekol mechubar le tahor tahor. That anything that's attached to something which that's tahor, that makes it tahor. From this, a queen is able to take him out from under this rulership of the Sitra Achra. She's chalish alav kolkach. Ad shigia lamatzav shekvar eninu ba. Think Baal HaBayit. Baal HaBayit al Atzmo, the person is no longer in control of themselves. Ukdivrei HaZohar HaKadosh, HaKohen Itzaken LeMafteach HaHu Sigiro, that the Kohen can open up his being bound up. Hainu Shebekoach HaKohen Liftoach Lo Et Kol HaMiskarim HaSkurim Alav, that by the Kohen able to opening up all the things that are binding him up. Ulaha'ir Lo B'Nihiro Ila'a Uvetivo Ila'a, that he can light him up with this, with light and brilliance and wonder and goodness. The Inyan Hahitbatlut al Kohen, who al derech hatfilah b'michvan. He's saying that, like, you have to recognize again, well, a person, imagine this person who has this tremendous gaiva, which is one of the things that can cause tzara'at. Speaking lashon hara comes from gaiva. All this stuff comes from gaiva. A person comes and they're able to do these sins. And a person comes and they, like we talked about before, that a person really, when they're going and they're committing chata'im in Brit Kodesh, it's about saying, it's about me, it's not about you. It's all about me. And this person then gets a negan of tzara'at. And they're like, I learned Torah. I know that this is tzara'at. So I'll take care of myself. What's the answer? No. Suck it up. Get over yourself. Open yourself up to the fact that there's something bigger than you and something greater than you. And other people who are bigger than you and greater than you. It doesn't matter what you think you know. You can't do it. Open yourself up that it's not all about you. And come to the tzaddik. Come to the kohen. And the kohen will look at you. And if you open yourself up to hear the kohen and to connect to the kohen, open yourself to hear the tzaddik and to open yourself to what the tzaddik has to say, then you're already starting to break down those boundaries. And you're breaking down those boundaries and connecting to somebody who can let that Kedushin Tahara flow into you. Who can help funnel that Ruchnius into you. Who can help guide you to bring that Ruchnius into you. Clear? So he says, "Vinana itbatlut la'kohen," and he says it's very powerful that really nullifying oneself in front of another person, recognizing that only he only he can call me tameh, and only he can make me tahor. It's like, well, derech hatvilah b'mikveh. It's like going into a mikveh. Shetzarich afilu. Wow. Shetzarich shafilu sarah chat lo tisher mechutz lamikveh. How does the mikveh purify?
You immerse in it.
You have to fully immerse in the mikveh. What happens if even one hair on your head is outside of the mikveh? Is it lo mitzahir? How does it work that you're nullifying yourself before the Kohen? Not like, okay, fine. He basically knows what he's talking about. He knows a little bit more than I do. So he'll also give his input. No. You walk up to the Kohen. You walk up to the Tzaddik. You open yourself up to the fact that nothing. I am going in to be purified with the Tzaddik. I am nothing. I don't know anything. I have no insight here. Nothing. Just like if one hair is outside of the mikveh, so too if one hair of gaiva is outside of your hitbarlut to the kohen, of your hitbarlut to the tzaddik, then it can't be that it's not going to be. It's not going to purify you. You have to give it up. You have to let go. You have to let go of yourself. What are you going to say?
It's going to be a joke.
You're welcome to. But you said you're not going to do it. It's okay.
I did the right time again.
Sorry. Shetzariksha filus v'chulei. Fine. Kilam shich tara latzmo. That for a person to bring tara onto themselves. The person needs to totally be mevatel themselves to the source of purity. And so too, they bring the person to the coin. A person needs to be totally mevatel to the coin. See if we can do one more paragraph. V'iskira kohen et hanega shivat yamim. And the kohen quarantines the affliction for 7 days. Hayitzasha kohen noten lo hiya Shabbos kodesh. So it's got to be Shabbos. The eitzah that's given is Shabbos. Shebetoch shivat yamim shiyish behem et yom haShabbos kodesh. That by default, if the person is going to be quarantined for 7 days, it means that during the 7 days, that person must go through a Shabbos in quarantine. Ki al yideh Shabbos kodesh hare afilu avir avodah zarah k'dor enosh mochalim lo. Because the Nitivot Shalom loves to quote that if a person even does avodah zarah k'dor enosh, if a person really keeps one Shabbat, it can even be mochal for avodah zarah k'dor enosh. There's nothing that Shabbos kodesh there's nothing that you can do that if you bring Shabbos kodesh into your life, that Shabbos kodesh can't be mechaper for it. Lefisha b'Shabbos kodesh yachol yudi lihitchadesh k'briyah chadasha. Because on Shabbos, a person can make themselves a briyah chadasha. A person can totally be created anew. How do I know that? Where do we know that from? The first Shabbos Kodesh itself. We're told ki shishim asa Hashem et haShemayim ve haAretz. Maze ki shishitamim asa Hashem et haShemayim ve haAretz. What's ki shishitamim? What do the words literally mean?
6 days.
God created the world to be 6 days. Man was supposed to not eat from the fruit, would have gone into the eternal Shabbos Kodesh, which we asked for in benching. Yom Shekulo Shabbat end of history. But what happened? We sinned. And that should have been the end of us. But what happens? We go through a Shabbos Kodesh, and it's Mechadesh a whole new week. It's Mechadesh a whole new reality where we can do tshuva. Shabbat mi lashon lashuv. Do tshuva. Every Shabbos is Mechadesh a whole new week. It's Mechadesh a Zabriya Chadashah. It's a mikveh on a different level for us as well. Like we just unpacked that Mamar Chazal a little bit. That every single Shabbat is the whole world is given new life. That's why we're coming up to a very special Shabbos. What Shabbos are we coming up to?
Shabbos HaGadol.
Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? No, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol?
Last one of the year.
Because that's the Shabbos for Pesach. It's not the last one of the year. What's the last one of the year? What does that mean?
Pesach.
No.
It's Nisan.
Parshat HaChodesh is this week. Shabbos HaGadol is next week when it's already Nisan. Because it's the Shabbos for Pesach. Who cares?
Pesach is big.
Yeah, it is. Who cares that it's the Shabbos for Pesach? Not on Shabbos.
A lot of cleaning.
Not on Shabbos. So the point is no, because what gives a reality? It's that Shabbos that births the week in which Pesach takes place. That's what makes it so great, is because the recognition that week is coming out of that Shabbos. It's what creates that reality. That's why it's Shabbat HaGadol, because it's producing a week which has Pesach in it. Whole different perspective on it.
This week's Shabbos Chodesh.
This week's Parsha Chodesh.
Okay.
Still not Shabbat HaGadol. It's Shabbat HaGadol.
Yeah, it's Parsha Chodesh.
It's also a big thing, but it's not Shabbat HaGadol. So, the whole world is renewed. So each individual can become a whole new person. Even a person did Avodah Zarah like they did in the generation of Enosh, a person can totally be reborn like a brand newborn baby. A person, if they want to be, can. The Az Mikayim Bo Kelshon Rambam Hilchot Tshuva, and then a person can fulfill that which it says in the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Shebaal Tshuva, Mishanet Shemo, that a Baal Tshuva changes their name, Vechule. Kalamar Ki Achar Hu, Ve'enu Zeach Shechote. That when a person does real Tshuva through Shabbos, it's almost like they have a whole new name. Why? Because they're a whole new person. Their mom is a whole new person. You're really taking it to the next level here. You're
not really hungry.
Always hungry. And this is one of the meanings of the fact that which is brought down, that Shabbat is Rosh Tevot. What is Shabbat Rosh Tevot for? It's Rosh Tevot for Shabbat Bo Tashuv. Unbelievable Rosh Tevot, that it uses the word in Rosh Tevot. Shabbat Bo Tashuv. Shabbat means go and do Tshuva on Shabbos. What are you going to say?
It's just another Rosh Tevot in the Rosh Tevot.
So I think that's the depth of it. Exactly. It's deeper and deeper and deeper relationship. That's what I suspect. I've never seen him say that, but that's what I've always suspected. It's a self-referential kind of endless, like those, like when you have mirror those mirrors that just go on endlessly, that you can go deeper and deeper and deeper, even within the own essence of Shabbos. You can go into deeper and deeper levels of Shabbos with Shabbos. That's what I've always thought. It's nice to hear somebody else say it, because I've always thought that. Never heard anybody say it. Never seen anybody say it. Because on Shabbos, a person that becomes a whole Briah Chadasha. That the person can become a whole new Briah if they want to be, and not that person who sinned. Tov. So we got out of the little bit that we were able to do, is that these issues that Tzaraat brings about are very lemaisa. Lashon hara, Giloy Arayot, Lo Aleinu, all of these things are things that we still struggle with Bizman Hazeh. And they're things that bring to mind to us, because we're coming from a selfish place when we do them. And what we need to do is to recognize that if we had the Ga'ava to work to fulfill our desires, or fulfill our Retichat Adam, and fulfill that need to just talk about that person, fulfill that physical desire to do that thing that we shouldn't have done, that we're cutting ourselves off from relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's tum'ah there. And the way to break that is to break ourselves down, to break down that ego, to break down that gaiva. And that one of the two ways to do that, other than simply doing the avodat atzmi to work on oneself to bring down that gaiva, and also to go to literally to go to a mikvah, is also two ways that he brings about. One is to be mekasher to a tzaddik, to be mekasher to a kohen, to the image of what that kohen was in that time. To bring oneself to a person, be able to say, not to confess their sins, that's not what we do, but to go and try to be mitchaber to a tzaddik and try to draw, say, listen, something about the reality that I'm in, the people I'm hanging out with, the avirah that I'm in, the things that I'm in my, the things that I'm watching, the things that I'm involving myself in, it's not kadosh, and it's causing me to be tameh. And I'm going to go and I want to sit myself down in front of a tzaddik and just recognize I'm nothing and just soak it all in. I'm going to go to a shiur. I'm going to go to a beis medrash. I'm going to go to a beit knesset. I'm going to be kasher to a tzaddik. I'm going to go to a rabbi and just soak it in. I'm going to tahir myself in the mikvah that is that tzaddik. What if we don't ask this to a tzaddik? Or what if we don't feel that way? That mode doesn't connect to me, which hopefully it should connect to us on some level. You also have Shabbos Kodesh. To open oneself up to Shabbos Kodesh. To break down like the tzaddikim and cry before Shabbos and Shuvah and to come in and really be mechaber to Shabbos. To let Shabbos, to really live Kabbalah Shabbos. And to dig out your sense of self. To be mekabel Shabbat, to draw Shabbat into you and let it purify you from the inside out. To live in the mikvah of Shabbos Kodesh. And be open to being born as a Briyah Chadashah. So, Bezrat Hashem, we shouldn't know from these sins, but if we do know from these sins of Lashon Hara, of any aspect of Hashem, it's of Arayos. Bezrat Hashem, through mikvah, through tzaddikim, through Beit Knesset, through Beit Midrash, through Limud Torah, through Shabbos Kodesh, we should be able to mitahir ourselves, to remove those negaim inside ourselves, those tzimot inside of ourselves, to cleanse ourselves and open ourselves up to truly receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kiddushah. Shkoach.